To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you missed it, we'll get to Nate Taylor a little bit later and what he had to say about the Josh Simmons situation. We'll play that for you in the 9 o'clock hour extended on the other side of the break. So we'll get into that as well, plus what we could possibly see from this wide receiver core in the coming weeks of the season.
Be joined by our guy Gold.
That's right. It's Golden Locks Day as well. We got all kinds of bet nods coming your way in about 20 minutes.
No doubt about it, baby. No doubt. But before we get into that, we always talk, is Raider Week still relevant in Kansas City? Is it still Raider Week? And I know there's a lot of fans that listen to this program that are from the ages of 70 to 21, maybe even younger than that.
Yeah.
Shout out to Bryson, who I think is like 15. But
go, Bryson.
You get all these people that listen to this show and enjoy it. And like you have said many times, referencing different situations, some people may never know that Andy Reid was a coach of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full-body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
People never know that Joe Montana played for the Chiefs. Some people may never know that, you know, Ichiro Suzuki played for the Marlins. It happened. Not a lot of people in my age group, 38, are really Raider haters.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people in your age group, 48, are still and always will be Raider haters.
That's right.
Like me, I'm always a hater of the Broncos. It's my most hated franchise in sports. I hate them worse than any other franchise because I hate sports. I think that's a good, healthy thing to have. It means you still have the drive and the heart for it.
More love in the world, more
more hate in sports.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And less hate in the world, more hate in sports. And I think that that kind of goes away, but there's always somebody, right? There's always
Chode
out there that will kind of give you some sort of bulletin board material. And this week it is Mr. Devin White in the third person.
Experience going against Mahomes in the past in the Super Bowl just kind of helped heading into this game and for the team too.
Yeah, I mean, for me, as long as I ain't scared, you know, I know a lot of people look at him as, you know, for what he is, you know, you got won three Super Bowls or whatnot, and, you know, obviously. But it's just good to have experience being able to play. And, you know, I treat every game like a big game, but, you know, to go on the road and be able to go in their house when they got a good stadium and, you know, be able to do what we do. So I know I'm going to be poised and, you know, I have my guys ready to play.
Situation where you're matched up with Kelce, what's that coverage like? What's that challenge like?
Devin White going to win. That's all. Devin White going to win when I'm against him.
Twice.
Now, that's the part where I go, okay, it's time to play. The beginning part, I didn't care about at all. Like, you should never be scared in the NFL.
Not until he has
right?
a ball in his hand with the, you know, down by one with 8 minutes left. Yeah, you better be scared.
You better be scared at that point in time. But, like fear of getting on the field, these are NFL players. These guys aren't scared of anybody, right?
Cap.
But now, how you're going to go out there and perform is a different story, right? Mm-hmm. You think you're going to go out and take care of Travis Kelce? Fine. I love the mindset. Like, if you're a Raider fan, you're like, that's the guy. That's mm-hmm. the mindset. Let's go. If you're a Chiefs fan and you're Travis Kelce, you're like, screw you, pal. I'm going to take care of business. I'm going to make you eat those words. And I think Travis Kelce probably has, you know, the upper hand in this game against Devin White. I think it's going to be a lot of fun to see Travis Kelce go out there and eat. And I think, you know, with the generational thing of the Raider hatred, mm-hmm. it all stems because, you know, that's when we were raised. You know, when we were growing up, Chiefs and Raiders was made to be a big deal. You heard about it all the time from Marty and Carl and Vermeil and all those guys. And Lamar Hunt, they embodied that. And Lamar and Al Davis didn't like each other for a long period of time, you know, and whatnot. And the two franchises were just, you know, at each other's throats all the time. And I think a lot of the ability to have that Raider hatred also mm-hmm. was because a lot of the guys from the 60s that played the Raiders in those games where they were punching Lenny in the face and all that kind of stuff, those guys were still alive and could come back and tell those stories. And when they were telling those stories in the 90s to those players, those guys weren't old timers back then. They were in their 50s probably, right? And so they're telling all these Raider hater stories. A lot of that generation is dead now, Dusty, and I don't mean that in a negative way, but a lot of those guys from the 60s, you know, other than like Bobby Bell and Willie Lanier and a couple of these guys, most of these guys have passed on, and that Raider hatred is not there. The Raider hatred from Lamar isn't there. Carl isn't there anymore. Marty isn't there anymore. And so it takes, you know, time for some of these things to kind of kick back into full gear. And a big problem with the Raiders and why it wasn't a rivalry when you guys were kind of young, because Denver was winning Super Bowls and the Raiders were non-existent, and the Raiders really haven't been an existing franchise in the last 30 years.
Which is funny because most notably, they beat you on Christmas, mm-hmm. right? Didn't complete a pass in the second half. Maybe the second, third, or fourth quarters.
Yeah.
They drove a bus around your stadium.
Yeah.
And they stomped on your field before the game started.
Right.
Two of those things obviously didn't end up ending well. They did the circle in the offensive, you know, the offensive huddle, yeah. and then they came out and did their thing, and it got called back. But they remember, and it's, you know, for me, I think it bleeds more Raider hatred towards Kansas City because of the opposite fact. They have beat your ass all the time. But again, they have won 2023. I give them credit for that. But again, like, it's fueled by Max Crosby, and Max Crosby is going to have the option to go against Jalen Moore or Juwan Taylor. I would assume if you took 100% of his snaps, I would assume 80% of them would come across Juwan Taylor. But I do think that you got a good prelim up to that last week of Aiden Hutchinson.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that's why I'm so excited about this game, because of that, too.
And you look at last week, and Nate Taylor talked about it earlier, the Raiders' secondary is trash.
Yeah.
And the Lions isn't, but it was because of injury. The Lions have a guy in their D-line in Aiden Hutchinson who can wreck a game, and he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And the Raiders have a guy in their D-line in Max Crosby who could wreck a game and didn't.
Right.
Now, Geno Smith is nowhere near the tier of Jared Goff. And they don't have...
He's much better than Jared.
Right, and I don't even know if Jacoby Myers is going to play because his name is in the trade block, so it could be like one of those like healthy scratches. Yeah,
healthy scratches.
Like, don't want to mess up our prized possession here.
He sounds like a law firm. Jacoby and Myers.
Yeah, right.
Wasn't there a law firm, Jacoby and Myers? Matt, look that up.
Rubens, Case, Rubens, Cambiano, and Bryant.
Right, but there also was, I believe, a Jacoby and Myers law firm.
So I think also in this situation... They do have this Tucker kid, but whether that's going to be Noel Williams or Trent McDuffie, whether he lines up, they're going to have him covered as well. Brock Bowers is a maybe, but I think they want him to play. And then there's Ashton Jeanty.
Mm-hmm.
But
What's he been this year? What do you, I mean, you guys were really high on him. It's too early to make a judgment, obviously.
He's been, he's coming around.
Yeah, he's been,
I will say that.
Slow.
He's got the, he's, contact is made with him before the line of scrimmage earlier than anyone else in the league.
His
blocking
is
disgusting.
Line sucks. Yeah, his line sucks. Okay, so not a fair judgment of him then. Yeah,
in my
that's
opinion.
Fair. Okay, I'm good with that.
In Ashton Ginty's numbers on the year, he's got 105 rushing attempts for 424 yards. He's averaging 70.7 yards a game. He has 3 rushing touchdowns. He's also had 14 receptions for 73 yards, averaging 5.2 a catch and 2 touchdowns. So 5 touchdowns in 6 weeks. Yeah, I mean, a rookie season.
Yeah.
Right,
with no offensive line.
Correct. And Geno Smith, who's coughing the ball up, what, 10 times so far this year?
Jeez,
I mean, he had 9 interceptions in 3 weeks.
It's crazy.
That's nuts. And so, like,
we got to force him into those turnovers because I don't want to see this clean game by Geno Smith this week, right? Oh, he played the Chiefs. He had a clean game. He didn't turn the ball over. Chiefs win the game.
Have a come out party for your D-line.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right? This is it. Yeah. This is a morale boost for you. Like, Chris Jones, go wreck havoc. Derek Nottie, quit being the 199th out of 199 defensive linemen. Carl Loftus, go feast. They're going to triple team, double team Chris Jones, and you've got Ashton Ginty, who's a rookie running back there that may not know how to chip block just quite perfectly yet in the NFL. Exploit it.
Yeah. Go.
Geno with pressure will give anybody that's – I mean, Drew Tranquil could get a pick this week instead of trying to mess it up with Nick Bolton.
Right.
Sorry. But, like, that sort of stuff can't happen. If you let this game play out like the Jacksonville game where you're just giving them chance after chance after chance, hanging around.
You can't let them hang around. No.
And you also, like Andy Reid said, we got to score more points. Go rip their throat out. Like, don't feel bad.
Yeah.
Like, because if they do that to you, Max Crosby's going to be smoking soaks in the locker room again, you know, talking all that trash, saying, oh, we beat the Chiefs and we're still relevant. No. Knock them dead.
Yeah.
Send their asses packing and their season over.
Yeah, just end it for the Raiders. That's right. You got to pressure Geno Smith, embarrass Geno Smith, absolutely embarrass their defense. And I don't know if Pete Carroll and Andy Reid are friends. They may be. I don't care if you are. Go out there and embarrass him. I want one of those games this weekend. I'm going to be greedy this weekend. I want to leave that game at the 2-minute warning and go, it's 40-0. We're good to go.
I'm home by halftime
the second quarter of the three o'clock games. Like that's I want to be greedy this weekend. Like, I don't leave games early normally, right? But in a blowout, obviously you're going to leave at the 2-minute warning or something like that.
Oh yeah.
I want to comfortably at the 4-minute warning text everybody and say, let's head back to the bus. This one is over.
Having so much fun, you got celery between your cheeks. Somebody mentioned MacGruber, so I had to bring it up.
Okay, I was like, what?
Ripping throats, man. You ever seen the movie MacGruber?
Yeah.
F you. Dude.
MacGruber's awesome.
One of the stupidest, funniest movies
ever
seen.
It's so good.
Yes.
The cemetery scene. All right, coming up on the other side, we get into our Golden Locks with Alex Gold, the most handsome man at 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
Morning, Kansas City. This is Trey Smith, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Welcome back to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan. It's time for Golden Locks with Alex Gold.
Gotta figure out how to make money on this thing. It's simply too good.
That's right. You see it on Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. That handsome face of Alex Gold is in studio to talk gambling.
Smash.
Dude, you want to know my parlay tonight?
Sure, let's hear it.
You're going to hate it. I don't know why. I think you're going to like 3 or 4 of the legs.
All right.
I don't know which one's my redwood, but here it is.
What about the Japanese maple?
That's more like it. So I have Ja'Marr Chase over 76.5.
Sapling.
Yeah. So I got Ja'Marr Chase over 76.5.
Okay.
I've got Kenneth Gainwell 25.5 rushing yards. I've got Chase Brown 2.5 receptions. And I have DK Metcalf over 62.5.
So you're going all player props. You're not all player prop. Yeah, I mean, I think
under safe.
I like the Ja'Marr Chase bet. I'm on T. Higgins over 45.5 yards receiving. Because I do think for anybody that maybe you caught the tail end of the Packers Cincy game last week.
I'm sorry.
The first half, Cincy had nothing going. In the second half, they put up 18 points. And Joe Flacco, the reason why they moved on from Browning is you got to get the football to T. Higgins and Jamar Chase, obviously. Right. And Browning just simply couldn't do it even when they were open. Well, in the second half, Chase and Higgins combined for 15 catches and 156 yards. So I like it, the over for Higgins, 45.5 yards, a little bit lower. Chase is going to be matched up with Jalen Ramsey. That's the only part that concerns me a little bit. You know those two guys. They're going to get into it at some point in the game tonight.
Last week when that clown for the Packers tried to get into it with him, and then he got one of the most amazing touchdown catches I've ever seen.
It was ridiculous.
And he hit the gritty on him right after he hit the gritty on him. So, and I think garbage time starts probably like the two-minute warning in the second quarter. Like, I think it just...
Oh, you think tonight's getting ugly?
I worry so much about their offensive line against T.J. Watt. And we just talked about how Aiden Hutchinson and Max Crosby can wreck a game and how you can't let those guys do that, because I think there's a lot of similarities in where Vegas and Detroit is. Not the same team, but Vegas has a very bad secondary. Detroit's was bad because it was injured. They've got a guy on their D-line that can wreck a game. The Raiders have that guy. How can you, you know, do that? So I think this is a game in which I think that offensive line for Cincinnati that you know all too well, that's terrible. Drew can tell you that in 35 minutes. But again, like, T.J. Watt is going to absolutely be a problem, and I'm worried at Flacco's statuesque sort of self. And that offensive line, that doesn't seem to add up. That's why Chase Brown is in there. That's why I think Jamar Chase, their garbage points, and then obviously the rest is.
Yeah, I think Pittsburgh wins, but I actually have Cincy covering. It's not my favorite bet of the week or anything, right. But I have Cincy covering the 5.5. Yeah, the total for the game is 44.5. It's the short week. It's the, you know, it's the home team thing here. So far this year, home teams are 4-2. On Thursday Night Football.
Soon to be 6-7.
Thank you. 4-2. And the Steelers in this spot, you can find trends, as we know, that to support any bet. Like, if you want to make the case for Pittsburgh, you can find a trend. But I will say, it is pretty jarring. Under Mike Tomlin on road Thursday night games, they're just 2-8 as outright winners. Yeah. And they're just 3-7 against the spread. In fact, they've lost 4 in a row straight up and against the spread on the road on Thursday nights. They haven't won a Thursday night road game since 2016.
That's insane.
So it's not a good spot typically for Pittsburgh. That's kind of why I like Cincy to at least cover. And I do think Flacco will get off to a better start this week than he did. You remember he had a short week last week.
Yeah.
Short week again this week. Yeah. But I had a guest on last night on that betting show.
Which one?
That one. And he brought up a good point that, you know, Flacco, he played in London when he was with Cleveland, right? Mm-hmm. And then they fly back, he gets traded. He was already prepping to play the Steelers when he was with Cleveland.
Right.
So he already has done, so it's a short week, but he already has a day of prep on Pittsburgh, if that makes sense. So,
sure,
Anyway, we'll see.
But it was Cleveland prep, so it could be totally wrong.
Jamar Chase thinks Pittsburgh's going to raw dog him.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah. I don't know about that. That's interesting. That's interesting.
I've never heard a football player describe his own team having that happen.
Yeah, that's maybe he doesn't know what that means. But is he on a flight, right? Like, when you were raw dogging on a flight, you just sit there and not watch or read anything for 8 hours, no headphones. People were doing that. Was a trend 2 years ago where you were raw dogging on a flight. I'm opposite of Dusty on this one. I think this is going to be a close game. I think it's going to be a low scoring game on Thursday night, because that's seemingly the way that they always are. All of those overs, I would have taken all the unders on this, because I think Jamar Chase quits midway through the game. Like, that's just the personality that he has, you know?
Yeah, but I do think it's a close game. I think it could be lower scoring. I will say, I kind of agree with Dusty, though. At the end of the game, when they were out of that Packers game, Jamar Chase still, I mean, that catch was not giving up. That was max effort. Just one of the more insane catches. He definitely shows his frustration, though. I mean, if it's ugly early and Flacco has zero time and it's just a pitiful performance, then he will check out a little bit. But it's on paper, you would say, oh, the Steelers should just destroy them. They're the better team. And I think they are the better team, right. But it's just, these are the weird spots. I mean, the NFL, if it was how many times this year have we gone into a game and everybody's thinking, oh, there's no way. Even the Bills Monday Night Football game. We talked last week how I liked Atlanta to cover,
right.
But like, most people would have thought, oh, the Bills will bounce, but they're not losing 2 in a row. And they got their butts kicked, actually, by Atlanta throughout much of that game.
Yeah, like, just when you think you've got the league figured out, you don't have the league figured out. And you never have the league figured out.
Favorites this year, or at least betting favorites, I should say. So teams that got, you know, 60% or more of the bets, not necessarily the money, but the actual tickets, are just 15-36 against the spread. It's the lowest mark in 23 years. So, like, last week, if you just went with all the popular picks, you went 2-6. The week before, you went 3-6. And the week before that, you went 6-7.
That's wild, man. You can't brutal. Go. You can't. Like, that's why Max said earlier, this sounds too good. I'm like, yeah, when it sounds too good,
groupthink is dangerous in betting.
I think so, too.
Very dangerous.
It really is dangerous in betting. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
And I think you guys are a lot different than I am. I just kind of go click, 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 and I'm done. You guys put a lot of thought into it. Like, well, I'm probably not putting enough thought into it. Maybe you guys put too much thought, you know?
It makes it way less painful if you go your approach, I think. You know,
it does,
For
and
us,
then you look down and go, holy cow, it won.
Yeah, sometimes you lean into it and think a lot, and then you're like, everything's like, this was the right play, and then you're upset.
And then you're like, but they should have happened, and this happened, and then you're balancing.
That's what's fun about it, too, though, anyway. It should be a form of entertainment.
And that's what it is. This is a form of entertainment, right? This is an entertainment opportunity for you. All right, let's talk about this entertaining game that we're going to see on Sunday, Chiefs and Raiders. Yeah. Out there at Arrowhead, the Chiefs 11.5 point favorites in this one. I love the Chiefs to dominate in this game for obvious reasons. Where are you leaning on this one?
So just for reference, I'll point out, you know, you'll hear people nationally mention some trends. The Chiefs have lost 3 straight against the spread against the Raiders. And it's the Raiders, when the Chiefs have been 11.5 point favorites, have actually beat the Chiefs outright a couple times over the last 5 years or so. But I think the Rashee Rice angle, not just his production necessarily, but I actually think that helps the potential letdown. Or, you know, I had a guest on last night.
He was saying
that, oh, they're all in all these primetime games in a row. You can't be up for every single game. And the Raiders aren't any good. And I said, okay, that's a fair point. I go, but I think Rashee Rice coming back and this, you know, the free 4 shirts they're wearing and now this EGE stuff and all that, I actually think that will make sure they don't have the letdown. I think they want to go out and Rashee Rice wants to go out and kind of send a message in that regard. So normally, I think if Rice wasn't coming back, I would lean towards the Raiders covering the 11.5 points. Because that's a lot of points in the NFL. But Geno Smith, he leads the league in interceptions. He's got 10. He's terrible. He's thrown an interception in 3 straight games.
What do you think, 8 in 2 weeks?
It was early on. There was a stretch where he was
active. He leads the league in suck.
He's terrible.
He went back-to-back weeks of 3 picks each.
Brock Bowers probably not playing in this game as well.
And then Jacoby
Meyer. And Jacoby Myers wants to be traded, so maybe he's kind of out of the mix. I think it could get ugly. I like the fact that it's Rice's return and the motivation aspect. Otherwise, I think, you could argue all these big primetime games in a row, and now you're playing the Raiders at noon. I don't think that'll be an issue, though, this time around.
What's your approach for individual props now with this Chiefs offense as a whole? I mean, because, I'm not the fantasy guy or the betting guy like you guys are. I want the Chiefs to win. I don't care who catches the ball, right? And who gets it, but people do. So I always tell people, don't put any Chiefs on your fantasy team and don't take the overs. I mean, that's just kind of the best advice that I can give, because now you've got 6-7 guys that you can throw the ball to.
This one's tricky because we flat out have never seen Rice, Worthy, and Brown on the field. Maybe a practice or two. That's about it, like during training camp. That's it. So none of us really know how that's going to be split up. Unfortunately, the Raiders' secondary is very weak, so I think a bunch of guys are going to eat, actually, in this particular game. The one player that I feel good about for receptions, now, it's early enough in the week, and Dusty, maybe you have it on DraftKings. I know FanDuel does not have any of the individual player props up yet. I think in a couple hours, they'll put out yardage and everything. I like the reception over for Rice, and as long as it's not set at like 8.5 or something. If it's 4.5 or 5.5, I would love the over. I don't know how high the number is going to be. I think there's also some bets you can do for first reception or first drive.
I mean, it's got to be minus money for Rice, right?
On first
reception of the game, it should be.
I think we all have been around this team long enough and know that they are going on the first 15 scripted. Rashee Rice is getting targeted multiple times.
Yes.
And I actually think the first play from scrimmage, we saw when Worthy came back from his injury right away. We know Andy has a philosophy. You know, if you fumble the ball, they usually give you the ball right away. Mm-hmm. I know that's not the circumstance here, but I think Rashee Rice, the first pass play, if not the second, they're at least going to, I don't know if he'll catch it, but target him, which I like my odds of him catching that football. So that's a bet that I just like the reception. Yardage, we don't know the yardage
yet. I have
yet.
It 57.5 on underdog at 57.5. So you can take higher or lower than that if you want. And I think it just actually clicked up because I just saw a change.
People are going to bet it up.
Yeah, I would imagine. So 57.5 yards for Rashee Rice right now on underdog. And
I
half
think
a touchdown.
For a big game.
I didn't have anything on DraftKings, just Raider props.
So we have to wait on that. But I mean, Rashee Rice, last year we all know how he started the season. The offense ran through him. It was going to run through him, I should say. And I know it's a little bit different because everybody's part of this, but I think you know, they are going to make sure that he has a heavy workload. I mean, I was going back last season, and I understand Worthy, it was a rookie and everything, but he was targeted 9 times in week 1, 6 times in week 2, 14 times in week 3. That was the game against the Falcons. Then he got hurt against the Chargers, so he didn't have a target. But I would be shocked if he doesn't have 8-plus targets on Sunday.
It's interesting when you start to look at the numbers now on Underdog for all the receivers.
Yeah.
56.5 for Rice, 39.5 for Travis Kelce.
Okay.
41.5 for Worthy.
See, with Worthy, I always get nervous because is it going to be a touch pass, so a reception, or is it going to be an end around, which is a rush, and obviously
right. you know, receiving yards.
That's receiving.
What they have him for rushing yards. Last week it was 4.5 for Worthy. I took that.
And they've had some low numbers from. And also, you also wonder. You know, Tyquan Thorne was completely quiet last week.
Nowhere to be found.
There is some of you are like, oh, Rashee Rice is back, and watch, it'll be Tyquan Thorne's game.
Well,
you
know, but that's the beauty of this.
Oh, it's great
though.
For betting. It's tough, but for the Chiefs and for the excitement of having an offense, you know, that's going to eventually be the top offense in football by the end of the year. Yeah, it's awesome.
I think looking at those receiving numbers, though, is kind of proving my point a little bit, where I'm not like taking the overs on any of these guys on the Chiefs, because I do think it is going to be all spread around, and guys are going to, like, now a number like 39 for Travis, I think that is a little low. I would probably take the over on that one, but the numbers are very low because I think Underdog's looking at it, and I'm sure the under will look at it as well and go, there's a lot of guys out here that are going to catch passes for this team, so we can't really inflate these numbers, because what are the odds that somebody's going to get you 90, 100 yards receiving on this team now?
And people don't like betting unders. We say like that just
makes you nervous
because of fantasy football and people like scoring. And all, for a lot of people, it's not quote unquote fun to bet the under. Now you can make money betting unders, but nobody wants to sit there in the fourth quarter and Rashee Rice has 50 yards. And you're like, oh, please don't catch another pass.
Right, because nobody wants the team to win.
So that's why it's way easier to bet on a game not involving a team you like, frankly.
Don't go with your heart. Yeah. So a big one, Colts Chargers.
Yeah, I love this. Well, I think this will be a great game.
3:05 on Sunday.
Hopefully it's the best game of the slate. You know, I know we've had a rough afternoon slate the last couple weeks. A lot of it is the international games. Bob, I know you've talked about the Monday night doubleheaders and stuff impacting this. I like the Chargers quite a bit. I know the common thought would be, oh, no, the Colts are one of the best teams in football, and the Chargers are banged up. Joe Alt, they just, you know, there's a chance maybe he is in the mix. Khalil Mack, they open up his practice window. It's up in the air whether either of those guys play on Sunday. I think it's something to watch. But the Chargers, -1.5. The Colts schedule, this is the best team, you know, I would say that they have faced other than the Rams on their entire, six games.
Well, they had the Broncos, you know.
I don't think the Broncos offense is any good.
Oh, I don't either. No, but I'm just thinking to like good teams with good records or 4-2.
Defensively, sure.
They have an offensive line and they have the best defense in football. And they might have the best offensive line in football.
Yeah, so the Colts, it sounds like, in this game.
I
like the Chargers quite a bit. This will be one of my picks for our Circa Million. I don't know if anybody else will be on board with me. This kind of is going back to the smell test in the public. My guess is the public is going to be all over the Colts because the Colts say they're the number one offense. Daniel Jones is playing great. The Chargers, and the Chargers are going to win by 6.
I just don't know if the Chargers can stop Jonathan Taylor.
Fair. No, Jonathan Taylor's been incredible.
Yeah,
you're making good points, both of you, and I always come back to, I just can't trust the Chargers. I just can't trust the Chargers, and their coach is just.
I like them in spots when people think they're like. Not, I don't like them ever. To your point, when they're viewed as, oh no, everybody's talking them up and they're supposed to win, that's when I fade the Chargers. That's when they crap down their leg. I like it now. We're like, oh no, the Chargers aren't beating the Colts. Yeah. I love betting the opposite side of that.
I understand that. Yeah. That's probably the smart way to go. They always say that bet against the public, right? And take the other side. But I just don't trust the Chargers. Not that I'm sitting here saying I trust the Colts because it's Daniel Jones and I got PTSD from that guy.
Well, I mean, the Chargers struggle with Miami.
Yeah, they should have lost that game.
Yeah, they should have lost to Miami. But that's kind of my point. You know? A lot of it truly is sometimes like think the op. I mean, it sounds silly, but like a little bit of think the opposite of what makes sense completely all the way around.
I think Quentin Johnson's questionable. There is no Amari in Hampton. Yeah.
Although Vidal looked good.
He looked good against Miami. Sure. Or whoever they played last week.
They barely beat them.
And I they're banged up. They're hurt.
They are.
The Colts are very healthy. I'd love to see. The Chargers are terrible against tight ends, and Ty Warren is doing everything that everyone expected he was going to do. And Chargers 31-10. You know what I mean?
Fair enough.
But no, I really do. I'm with you. I love this game. I love that it's at 3:05. Not a whole lot of competition. As you get Giants and Broncos game.
Yeah.
I worry about that defensive line against Jackson Dart. This is gonna be the first real test he's gonna have with like a front four against him.
I just think the Broncos offense looks...
But what about the Giants front four going against that Broncos,
offense, there's no explosiveness in their
offense. I think the Giants are going to win that game
out there. They should have kept Javonte Williams, apparently. And then you have Washington, Dallas at 325, Packers and Cardinals.
Yeah, the game I like, actually, no, it's an ugly game. It's not. This is one that it'd only be shown if it's on red zone, but I think the Jets get their first win of the season this year.
Oh, they're going to rally?
The Jets are 1.5-point dogs against Carolina. Carolina have...
3-3, baby.
I know, yeah.
It's a good one for the Jets. To win,
this feels like
Pro Football Focus has them as the same team.
This feels like a Jets first win of the season. They were abysmal in London. Justin Fields, no office. Bryce Young.
You've been talking to Vinny Pasquantino too much.
Well, no, he's still optimistic.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he's a loyal Jets fan.
These people that are Jet fans have screws loose. I'm just going to be nobody who is a sane individual roots for the Jets.
My thought on the reason why I think the Jets get their first win of the year. One, just a funny trend long term. The Panthers, whenever they've been a favorite over the last 4 years, they have not won. They're 0-10 as a favorite. They just don't win when they're supposed to win. And then also Rico Dowdle,
they're supposed to lose.
Rico Dowdle's been awesome. Last 2 weeks.
He's done on the honeymoon phase?
Well, and they're going up against the Jets defensive front.
Okay.
I think the Jets will slow down Rico Dowdle. They'll make Bryce Young have to throw. That's still not usually a good thing if you're the Carolina Panthers. So
the Jets are not terrible on defense.
No, I think Bryce Young gets picked off at least once. Jets win. I'll take the 1.5
points.
Do they
have more than -10 passing yards in this game?
They will.
Wow. Really? Yeah. Are you sure about that?
I'm going to go with at least 80 yards passing by.
When do they replace Justin Fields? What do they do with 11 seconds left before halftime? Do they just walk off the field?
Absolutely abysmal. But I'm just not sold that the Panthers should be favorites against anybody. As bad as the Jets are, the Panthers, let's calm down. They're 3-3, and Bryce Young is capable of throwing a pick six in any second.
I'm not in on the Panthers either. I think that's a little bit fraudulent, but they are 3-3 at this point. The Jets are 0-6.
Sure.
I really do like the Giants against Denver because I don't like their offense, and I'm a Bo Nix fan, right? I like Bo Nix coming out of college. I loved them last year. I thought this year he's taken a big time step back, man. They're not putting up points at all out there.
Who's explosive on that offense? I mean, they're relying on, I mean, Marvin Mims, I guess Troy Franklin maybe is their most
explosive player. Mims is playing for them.
Evan, it's funny you brought up Snoop. I was going through old cards, Dusty, the other day.
I found it. I threw it away.
Did I throw it away or did I put back in the... I can't remember. Snoop Menace. It was back in the 90s, so it was the junk wax where they're... So it was like 900 out of 5,000. You know, like they numbered cards out of 5,000, which is insane.
Now the highest it goes, what, $4.99?
I have an Aaron Judge out of $9.99. It's ridiculous.
That's because he's 99, yeah.
$9.99.
I know, but he's number 99. Maybe
you think that's what it is?
Yeah, maybe there's some connection there that you can get some more money having 999 for number 99. Yeah.
Any snack packs lately?
No. I've been buying up Drake May. We were talking about the Patriots.
Six, seven of those a day or something?
I was buying up some Drake May cards. I'm a believer in May. I think his market's going to continue to take off.
I think so, too. Yeah.
So, especially if they make the playoffs.
What's
they win
his
a playoff
MVP
game.
Odds? Is he the guy you put it
he's
on?
He's 10-1. No.
You put it on Baker at 350?
Yeah, so it was a free bet though. I do have a receipt on this one, Dusty. We were texting earlier in the week. Baker Mayfield was 28-1 preseason. I do have a $10 free bet.
18-1?
28-1.
So what? Who cares if it's free or not? You made the bet. You put your money where your mouth is.
Mahomes is the favorite at 2-1. Josh Allen 3-1. Baker 3.5-1. Drake May, if you're wondering, Dusty, 10-1. It does feel like it's a 3-horse race at this point.
Where's Stafford on that list? Quietly
16-1.
I like that.
If he can stay healthy, that market will cut.
And they can win
those
that
odds
division
because
Seattle's scary.
Where's Saquon Barkley? Oh wait, this is the year he takes a step back. That's right, I forgot about that.
So
16-1 is Stafford.
If the MVP award was over this week, I would vote for Baker Mayfield, and Baker Mayfield would win. But it's a season long award, and you know Patrick Mahomes in this offense is only going to continue to take off. I believe so. I like at 2-1. It's not as much value as you had literally 2 weeks ago when you could have had him at 10-1, Patrick Mahomes, that is. Baker's just been moving up the board every single week. And you know, if he can keep on winning football games and win that division, and the one seed matters for this if it's close. Like, it's not the end-all be-all for MVP, but if it's, let's say Baker and Mahomes have very similar touchdown interception ratio, let's say they both win their division, and one guy is a 14-win team with the one seed and another is a 12-win team with a 3 seed, that can be a swing for some voters.
Yeah.
And I think people, you know, as we all see on Twitter every day with the Chiefs, people are going to lean towards Baker because they're going to view him as it's a fresh face and all this kind of stuff.
Where do you put Sam Darnold in sort of contention of having to put a flyer on him?
He's been great this year. He's getting great. He's not winning MVP though.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
Not I mean, even like, if he's they win the West and he's
He's 40-1 right
he's
now.
He's not sexy enough.
Here's the problem with him too.
Because JSN can win offensive player of the year.
JSN has been awesome.
Especially if Puka's out.
I think
out.
Bob's right. Like whether it's personality, it's not flashy enough for a lot of people if it's close.
Somebody's putting up points out there.
For sure. And I like Seattle to win the division before the season. I like what I'm seeing. But I think Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Baker, you're telling me Sam Darnold is going to leapfrog all three of those guys?
No. I'm just saying, is there a chance that he could be up in there? But like, if he's 40-1 now, yeah. And that offense is scoring, they win the West.
Could he be 15-1 in a month? Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. But you know, that it's weird because the MVP market, you're always trying to buy in at the right price. Right. You're always trying to find the value. So
2 weeks hopefully ago, Mahomes was plus 1,000.
Yeah. So right now,
so your best value is probably the guy out in LA, Stafford.
Probably right this second. Yeah.
Or May.
If
they win that division,
they have to win. That's the other thing. You have to win the division to win this award. Like you have to, and maybe Drake May's in play for that. Last night, the guest I had on the show, I thought it was kind of crazy. He said Lamar Jackson still 50-1. He said, what if Lamar comes back healthy? And let's say they rattle off 9 in a row. I go, yeah, if that happens, I go, but I also think they're way too flawed to do that is the issue.
Well, if the Chiefs were sitting at 1-6, nobody would be having these conversations, you know, they're 1-5. Yeah, for God's sake. The season's over in Baltimore.
They don't have a good enough defense.
Why don't
to win
people
9
let
in a
that
row?
Go? Why can't people let that go? Yeah. Baltimore's done for the year. Move on.
I agree.
Yeah, Dayton Hughes. What else you got today?
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit more about Josh Simmons. Not him individually, but just we were all discussing, you know, getting Worthy back and Rice and Brown. Like, oh, they're going to have the full complement, and then
and gone.
Nope, you don't have your starting left tackle. We'll discuss, you know, the potential options that exist there, and then we'll get into the wide receiver room more. We all know everybody's excited to see that group, but I think it's the best wide receiver room that Patrick Mahomes has had
ever.
Ever. And we were even go back in Chiefs history. There's maybe one other room that can even push back on in Chiefs history, period.
Really?
Period. Yeah, we'll discuss it coming up to start the show today.
Hell of a tease.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Gold. That's Alex Gold from Cody and Gold. They'll come up next from 10 to 2. We'll get back into what Nate Taylor had to say to finish the show here about Josh Simmons on the other side. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear from ESPN's Nate Taylor every Thursday at 8:20, right here on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
On a Thursday here on 96.5 The Fan as we get set for Raider Week, coming at you on a Sunday with that noon kickoff right here on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Our thanks to Alex Gold for coming in with a little bit of golden locks for the weekend and for your betting pleasure and all of this kind of stuff that you're going to do beginning tonight with the Old Man Bowl on what's that on Amazon, I guess, tonight, right? Amazon is going to have the Old Man Bowl featuring Brett Favre versus Aaron Rodgers. I like it. Let's go. Let's get this thing moving in the right direction. I don't know why Brett Favre is on my mind today. I guess because we saw the Copper Fit commercial. I go,
that'll do it.
Why didn't Brett Favre? Can I ask you guys a question?
Eli's.
All eyes, Eli's. Have you've been watching a little bit of the baseball playoffs, right?
Unfortunately.
Okay, how much did you watch last night? Be honest.
Zero. It was 13-4.
Okay, but did you watch any of the game?
No.
Have you watched any of these
games? It
was
Survivor Night.
Okay, have you watched any of the baseball games?
I've caught some of it.
Okay, somebody help me out here, and I don't know if this is because of the box or if this is because of what's going on. Are you guys getting commercials during the baseball game telling boomers how to use a QR code?
No.
No.
I got that box.
That sounds awesome.
It's this old boomer pitching like a survival kit of food in case the world ends, right? In case the apocalypse comes.
Doomsday.
It's a doomsday kit.
Yes.
And if you order 3 months of food, you get 2 months free. Okay.
Okay.
So that's 5 months of doomsday food. Now, they're the boomers on here doing this commercial, right? He's this old guy, and does he stock it up on the food? You know how much those 2 months of food costs? Guess. But $600 for this freeze-dried food for this doomsday 600? Kit. But a big percentage of the commercial is them showing boomers how to scan a QR code to get this deal for this survival kit. Who else would be ordering a doomsday survival kit other than some boomer, right?
There's a lot of people talking out of their butt.
I'm going to go home now.
You asked the question, I answered with a clip.
You know he has a survival kit.
There's going to be a comet flying through the earth. That thing trajectory like Patrick Mahomes' arm speed. You never know, man. The world be screwed.
So if anybody on the text line has seen this commercial, it's a guy like in a white T-shirt, and he's standing there like, remember that show you were telling me about with Ben when we were recording today, these people in West Virginia that are all inbred?
Oh, yeah, it's the Whitakers.
The Whitakers. Yeah, like, that's what I feel like I'm watching with this commercial. And this guy's telling these people how to open your camera, use a QR code, and order this doomsday kit.
620 says, I've seen that stupid ad. They also promise to teach you how to make lard for whenever everything goes dark.
I'm glad I'm not the only one getting this commercial. So what? Just do me a favor. Watch the baseball game for a little bit. This was early on because once it got to like 5-2, I was checked out. I was texting my cousin who lives in Seattle. Like, this is fun. You guys, he goes, you jinxed this, man. I'm like, tonight, maybe. But watch the baseball game just to see if you guys see that commercial tonight, okay? Just do me a favor. Text line, everybody else, has anybody seen that commercial or is it just me getting this thing?
He does sports.
I love it.
Use a QR code.
Yeah. That was unbelievable.
Well, you remember that Super Bowl ad? It was just like 20 seconds. It was QR code. It was like the most hit QR code of all time.
Oh, really? I don't remember that.
Yeah, they just put a QR code on the screen. No, nothing.
What year was that?
2000 and...
It was recent.
It was the Chiefs Super Bowl.
Last 3 years.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I want to say
I miss that.
I don't know, but it was like everyone's like, "What the hell's going on?" And then like everyone in the room goes, "Scan it, see what it is." And it was like an outlet, something. I don't know. It was like a shop, online shopping or something like that. Or
was it like a Temu?
I don't know. I just remember there was a blank. It was a blue screen, and the QR code came up. Everybody goes, "What's going on?" And then someone in our group of friends was like, "Scan it, see what it is." Like, oh, it's like a warehouse store or something, I believe, something like that.
Oh, kind of cool.
We had Nate Taylor on earlier today. I know the questions going around Kansas City is what's going on with the left tackle for the Kansas City Chiefs. The answer that I can give you is I don't know, but Nate Taylor had his insight on it.
I guess I'll share this. You know, Josh Simmons was listed as questionable with an illness before they played Jacksonville. I think that has to relate to his absence this past Sunday and ongoing. These things are related. And so I don't know how the Chiefs necessarily handled it hours before he played the Jacksonville Jaguars. And again, Jackson was performed amazing considering that this, what he's dealing with now could be in relation to what happened, in terms of the team saying like, okay, well, he's questionable because he's dealing with an illness. Which again, if you are, you know, educated, that might infer you as to what might be going on. Again, I don't have all the details, but I was explained or I was sort of told yesterday that his blip on the injury report hours before kickoff in the stadium in Jacksonville is related to what he's dealing with now.
Then ask Nate this question. Do you think we have an answer by the end of the game on Sunday?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Very quick. Three times.
Very quick.
So time will tell. Support is something that came up multiple times in Nate Taylor's interview with us. If you missed it, you can go to the Odyssey app. You can find all of that.
He also said he believes it is a family matter.
Correct. And this was Mahomes yesterday speaking to the media, what he had to say about Josh Simmons.
I'll keep conversations kind of between us, but I mean, it's I'm always praying for him. I'm praying for all my teammates, so I'm always praying for him. And I'll just keep everything else kind of private to us.
So there. There's that, and Andy.
I'm not going to comment on it today. Veach is handling everything there, and we'll leave it at that.
It's such a throwaway line by Andy that he uses all the time, and people took that as some sort of I don't know what yesterday. Veach is going to handle this. That's what Andy says when he doesn't want to talk about these things, right? It's his nice way of saying, hey, I'm out on this one. Brett's going to handle this one, and that's what he does. Anytime there's a personnel move or something like that, over the years, he has said that so many times. Brett's going to handle this. Veach will handle that one. We used to talk about it, Josh and I, all the time about, well, he doesn't want to talk about it because he's saying Brett's going to handle this. Knowing very well, nobody's talking to Brett because he's not going to speak, you know, to the media. So, like, people are taking that one and running way too far with that one. And I do have a little resentment for that, because if you've been covering this team, you know that Andy says that a lot when it comes to injury situations and roster move decisions. It's his way of not answering the question, which is fine. And he says, hey, Brett's going to handle that. I think with this process, guys, I haven't said much on this publicly about the Josh Simmons thing, and there's a reason for that, because I don't have much to say publicly on this Josh Simmons thing. I think we all need to take that approach that Andy's and those guys are saying, like, just let it do its thing, let it take care of itself, let the time go, and going forward, we just got to focus on Jalen Moore being our guy as a fan, right? We got to focus. Jalen Moore is going to be the left tackle going forward now in Kansas City. You got to get into that mindset. And if you get Josh Simmons back sooner rather than later, or whatever the case may be, that's a great thing. But I think right now, I think we just need to let Josh have his space to deal with whatever he's dealing with, whatever that is. I don't know what that is. None of us seemingly know what that is at this point in time. But it's clear he kind of needs to do what he...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
He needs to do at this point in time. And I think that's the right approach to all of this. For me, anyway, that's kind of the way that I view it for Josh Simmons.
And if you have a problem with either or three of us, at Steven Spector at odyssey.com.
Yeah.
So, and Speck will handle that.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow's Red Friday, boys. Woo. Red Friday. It's silver and black versus the red and yellow. Mm-hmm. We'll all be there as supporters of the team.
I know that I'm hard.
Can't wait. I'll be sitting next to Jordan Love's mom. You guys will be in the club seats and doing your thing with your pinkies out, making out with your wives and fiancés, and I'll be.
Now, Jen and I don't make out during games. We,
the hell you don't. If it's 35-0 at the end, you're tonsil hockey, yeah, baby.
Yeah. I just want to win, Jen.
Absolutely. Hey,
it's a noon game. We get home early.
A nooner, baby. Go do something nice for somebody. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It's simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay kind, stay safe. Cody Golden Drew coming up next from 10 to 2. We'll talk to you tomorrow on a Red Friday.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen, you got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.